and welcome from Westchester, Pennsylvania. This is Awaken Your Inner Power, and welcome a new calendar year, 2015. I'm your host, Nancy Gentle-Boudry, your guide to inner wisdom. My private practice is called Awaken with Light. You can learn more about me and the services I provide by visiting awakenwithlight.com. If you'd like to receive free helpful tools and techniques to assist you in getting peace now, visit my website and click the banner ad, Get Peace Now, and begin receiving your helpful information to support your journey. For those of you who wish one-on-one consultation with me, schedule your in-person or remote session by calling me at 484-876-1048 or emailing me at nancy@awakenwithlight.com. Let's get started on getting you on the road to inner peace and awakening your own inner power and light. So call today for a free 30-minute consultation, and we'll map out that journey. Today's show is titled, Are Your Thoughts Focused on Your Desires? Seizing this moment of new beginnings in a new year is a fantastic time to check in with yourself. What are your true desires? And are your thoughts lined up with creating and living out those desires? Simply put, think about what you want, not what you don't want. Sometimes it may seem our thoughts choose us. However, one half of a second before you hold a thought, you choose to hold that thought. Now, I say this to you not to scare or to set you on a disappointment, you know, that I can't live up to my own expectations and you walk away. You choose it so you can change it. It's that simple, folks. It takes practice, practice, practice. So be loving and gentle on yourself and greet each moment with full awareness of what is going on with you. Notice I said with you in that moment. Where are your thoughts? Where are your thoughts in that moment in time? This is living life mindfully, consciously aware. And we can cultivate this conscious awareness by understanding ourselves. And that, my friends, is fostered by you developing your own meditative practice. Time spent with self, not numbly walking around doing activities to fill every hour of every moment of every second of space. What you do to take your mind off your daily tasks, decompress and relax, take it off of problem solving and analytical skills. What do you do to allow yourself to be still, being, not doing? Now, sure, you can absolutely meditatively enjoy a run or a stroll through the woods. That is a doing activity. But I want you to be fully aware and engaged of the activity, how your heel, your toe hits the pavement, hits the dirt road, hits the path through the woods. What are you smelling? What are you seeing? How does your skin feel? Is it a cool breeze passing by? Is it the warmth of the sun? Is it a cloudy day and it's brisk and cool? Or maybe you're a knitter. You're focused on the movement of knitting or crocheting or cross-stitching. You can't do things that are analytically based, like crossword puzzling. I mean, that's a great activity to bring yourself down. It might be a relaxive activity to play Candy Crush on your phone. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being still and just being. You might even be a person who loves nourishing yourself with self-improvement books and then pondering in stillness what you read. That's a great activity. Do you get my point here? cultivate an understanding of where you lie subconsciously so you can align your conscious and subconscious. Conscious, the intellectual mind, probably gets everything I'm saying. We have to change things on a subconscious level. You might already recognize yourself as a negative person or a worrier, and this programming and belief has settled into the core of your very being. The core of your very being. You're a vibrational being. You're made up of neutrons, protons, and electrons buzzing, and all those form the human structure. This vibration is filled with mental and emotional thoughts, mental and emotional vibration fills every one of these cells. And this makes up your physical structure. Do you understand this? Mindset enforced time and time again. So if you're a worrier, a negative person, you're filling those cells with belief, mindset. But you can change those cells. Truly is hard, but it's doable. How do you show up in the world? Is it aligned with your desires? Do you hold the power to evolve and alter this mindset? You hold the power to evolve and alter this mindset. Notice I said evolve and alter. I stayed away from the word change because right there you have a mindset. You might even be convinced that you don't like change. And so midway through my sentence, you would check out subconsciously. Intellectually, you get it. Does this make sense? An affirmation I wrote to myself years and years ago, just from all my readings of Law of Attraction books by various authors, and I wrote this affirmation, and it's in the center of my vision board above my desk. Because I'm a highly visual person, I love to put pictures and visual images up to assist me in manifesting what I desire. But this affirmation sums it up perfectly for my logical mind, the way I think. I have the ability to direct my own thoughts. This is my choice. And I choose to imagine life as I want it to be. This will in turn produce a vibration within, which equals my point of attraction. And then circumstances and events in my life line up to match that vibration that I am offering. When I was going through a challenging divorce years back, my mother, who's 87 years old, was so worried about me. And I brought up her age simply because I'm showing you that's a lot of years of programming. I would be feeding myself all these emotional, mental, positive food thoughts and pumping myself up to make a career for myself and stand on my own and support my children. And then I would call her up and be greatly influenced by that dialogue. And finally, I said, "Mom, when you find yourself worrying about me, can you change your thoughts to dwell on what you really want from me? That would really assist me drawing to me that which I desire." And now I do the same when I get those worrisome thoughts about my two teenagers. I imagine what I truly want for them, what I know their dreams and desires are, rather than creating the obstacle of the energy of the worry that stands in their way. Help boost them, help hold them, help propel them to their greatness. But we need to do this too for ourselves, our own mental chatter, our own mental pep talks. It's so very hard, but again, I'll tell you, it is doable. So in close, how do we cultivate a breeding ground for manifesting our heart's desires? We do this by living in awareness of where our thoughts reside in the here and now, the present moment. That simple. Because those thoughts create intentions. Whether it's what we desire or not, tension to those thoughts give way to the intention that the universe picks up and we draw to ourselves. So use this new year as a golden opportunity to really notice in awareness. This is not I want you to do this with no judgment. There is no right, wrong, good, or bad thought. You have the power to change it. You're not a victim to that thought. If it doesn't feel good to you, change it. Line those thoughts up, and then you can create all you desire. And the moment you notice that if it's not in alignment, my favorite thing to say is cancel, clear, delete. And then rethink that thought. So let's spend some time in stillness, shall we? And encouraging this mindset. And I want you, if you have time when we get done with this call today, show, to write down what you desire in this new year. I don't want elaborate sentences. Hey, if you want to go on an elaborate writing frenzy, be my guest. But just something simple so that you know these are the things I desire. I can think of four things right now I've put out to the universe. And I'm always checking in to see if my thoughts are in alignment to manifesting those. And there are times, I've been really focusing on these for probably 2 weeks now, over that Christmas break, we'll call it, the holiday break. And I've noticed I've had doubts. I have to change that. Because if I have doubts, then I'm going to attract a resistance to me manifesting it. So then I have to go in, cancel, clear, delete, and tell myself, focus on what you desire. Focus on what you desire. So let's go in here and cultivate a breeding ground of living in awareness and creating what we desire, shall we? So get comfortable. Settle in. Gently rest the eyes. Shut. And bring the brain, the mind, into awareness of how the breath flows in and out of your body. And our goal is to get this breath to be a gentle, rolling, calm breath. You might first connect to it and feel that it's not so calm. But with your attention and focus, you can bring it into a very methodical, gentle flow. Feel a need to sigh, to bring it down another level. Feel your body kind of settling into the chair that you're sitting in. Feel the muscles and encourage them to relax, because this is a great time to give the body a moment of reprieve, to recharge and rejuvenate, so you can go back to your day fully charged and aware. Each moment in time. The breath exhales. Imagine letting go of the stress, the tension, all the moments that were created prior to this moment in time. when you inhale, imagine breathing in this moment in time filled with a deep sense of inner peace. Feel yourself resting into that support of the chair and your connection to all that is, your source. Placing the invocation to connect to the stream of consciousness flowing all around you. The light, the divine, whatever you connect with. Inviting it to flow in through your inhale, through your nostrils. As each exhale, let's go. Anything that isn't aligned with awakening to the collective consciousness. You can even imagine drawing a beautiful ball of white light through the crown of your head, top of your head. Your inhale draws it in. Exhale makes room for it to move down. As it escorts anything that isn't aligned, you inhale again, and the energy draws in. Feel yourself in the zone of divine grace and light. Feel yourself gaining clarity as this light fills you up and creates balance and clarity on a cellular level throughout your body. You can even imagine drawing it up from your feet. Feel the Mother Earth energy. As is above is below. And you're filling yourself with this connection. And just check in. How does my body feel? As I bring my awareness and attention to being connected to the light, source energy. I find it within and around me, and I invite more to flow through me with every breath. Feeling yourself fully connected to the field of infinite potentiality, this light, and you're inviting it all the way to the tips of the toes, the tops of the head, expanding, contracting, taking on more. And you feel yourself in that connection. If you're a visual person, you could imagine yourself floating in space with all the stars, floating through the infinite vastness of an ocean, buoyant, part of it all. Feel the outer edges of yourself blending with the light, where you don't know the difference between you and the light, the ocean, the cosmos. Feel yourself more and more relaxed, but yet fully alert and aware of what is going on in this moment in time. Observing it like clouds passing by, not attached to anything, just taking it all in observation. I want you to imagine, can you think of a desire right now that you'd like to manifest? And maybe it rolls right into the next one and suddenly you have four things you'd like to create. Take a moment. Paint them with great detail. It is not your job to figure out how they come. It is your job to focus on your intention, live in awareness. And living in awareness, the universe will begin to bring things into your attention and awareness to create that experience. So yes, you have to take action on something, or you might have to, you know, alter the way you do something. But you're living in awareness. Your job is to create. What do you desire? What does your true essence want for you? Not someone else. We're talking about you. Don't turn this on the rest of the world. That's great, but go within. What do you desire? Can you see it? Can you live it out? Can you make it your reality in this moment in time? What would it feel like if you achieved that? It was yours, that new house, that new partner. What does it feel like? Smell it, taste it, create it. Living in awareness, what thoughts will help create that manifestation for yourself? Remember, what thoughts help create? If you feel a hint of doubt in that thought, cancel, clear, delete, rewrite that thought. You have a half second to change it. You can do it. You're in the stream of collective consciousness with all that is, the breeding ground of manifestation. Right here, right now. Where are your thoughts? How do you feel mentally, emotionally, and physically in this moment in time? Explore your mind-body connection. Awareness is power, folks. Resting in those thoughts, if you're a visual person, the imagery that you've created on those desires, or how you feel it sensationally as though it's your reality in the here and now. Invite yourself to live in awareness of how to draw that to you. bring your awareness to your here and now so that your thoughts are aligned with your true intentions, and then you can place your attention on what you need to do to manifest. Gradually bring yourself back into your awareness of the physical surroundings, of your physical surroundings. And I want you to take a moment when we're done to jot those thoughts down, those things you want to create. And then live in awareness that my thoughts are always aligned with what I desire. And if they're not, cancel, clear, delete, and choose another thought. You hold the power, and the power lies in your awareness. Consciously living, mindfully living, however you want to view it. In a few minutes, I'm going to prompt you to open the eyes. I want you to greet this moment in time with fresh eyes, new beginnings, taking in this moment of this moment in time in full awareness, and viewing the world out of a fresh lens, fresh perspective. And when you're ready, open the eyes to a soft gaze. See if you, placing that intention, can feel the fresh perspective. That simple. Take a couple of nice breaths. Fresh perspective. Fully aware of the thoughts you hold. If you need assistance, reach out to me, nancy@awakenwithlight.com. And let's get you started on creating those thoughts that are aligned with your desires. The spirit in me bows to the spirit in you. Until next week, namaste.